Hola, welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a bilingual podcast that shares interviews with self-made millionaires, financially savvy investors, and all things financial literacy and dinero. Your host, Natalie Torres, is a two-time TEDx speaker, an award-winning author, investor, and financially savvy Latina that has been featured on NBC, Telemundo, and Forbes as a financial literacy and mental health advocate. She is joined by her co-host, Vera Eatley, an author, investor, and seasoned insurance professional.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. It's Vera, and I'm obviously here with Natalie. Hello.
Hello, hello. Excited to be here.
I'm so excited. I know. I always get so excited when Natalie, like, life gets busy. So when Natalie and I finally get to get together and then bring an awesome guest on, we're thrilled. So we're going to jump right in. We have Ashley Stoyanov Ojeda on today. And a background, I went to a workshop up here in Portland by Accelerate, and she was the featured speaker. She was talking on some really awesome things. And one of the reasons why I went is because I didn't know anybody here yet. And I was like, hey, I don't think it was intentionally like a Latina women meetup, but I got the colors gave off the vibe and I was like, oh, heck yeah, I'm going. And the topic seemed really great. So I was lucky enough to meet Ashley. And since then, I've attended a couple of your functions. Super happy to have you here, Ashley. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Portland and what it is that you do. And please talk about your book because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I'm so excited to be here with you guys. So I ended up in Portland because I was 23 years old and trying to find myself. I used to work in the music industry. I started in music PR, and that ultimately led me to starting my first kind of entrepreneurial venture when I first moved out to Portland from New York City, which is where I'm from. And in a year, completely by accident, I grew what was going to be a monthly women songwriter showcase to just like a local thing for me to make friends and make connections to an international nonprofit that had events in 16 international cities across North America. And that was kind of my first dose of socialpreneurship and being a founder and having a team and having to get sponsors and host ongoing events all the time and really building a community, which is something that came quite naturally to me. It's like one of those things where like you do the thing and you don't realize what you're doing until afterwards because it becomes so natural. That was it. It was community building. And that has been a huge pillar of like everything that I have done, I think, in the last 10 years of my life, and ultimately led me to writing my book, Jefan Training, which came out in 2022, but I'm happy to announce actually here for the first time ever publicly that the second edition will be coming out in January, January 15th, 2025. So very, very excited about that. And yeah, it's just about Latina entrepreneurship and how to build and grow a business and just been building a community around that mission ever since then.
And I'm guessing that because of your nonprofit journey, that really kind of, I'm going to go with, it was probably school of hard knocks, as they say. And you're like, wait, this is how not to do it so you can actually make some money. Because I remember just parts of the book and I'm like, yeah, she learned a lot.
You know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot and did a lot of things right and also made a lot of mistakes. And I think because I made those mistakes, I realized that's why we couldn't grow in the ways that we needed to grow, or we would have grown faster if this foundation for the business had been set in place, you know? And kind of because of that, when I made that realization, that's what made me want to write a book so that people could not make the mistakes that I made when I started out, which I know everyone has to kind of learn for themselves, right? But I did kind of want to create this guide, because the business books that I read when I was going through all these motions was all books by like already wealthy white old dudes. And it was really hard for me to connect with them in a way that made me feel inspired. You know, I would read those books and I'd be like, oh, well, okay, that was easy for you because you had this network and these resources, and I don't have any of that, or this education from this business school. Like, I didn't have that. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool if someone like me wrote a book like this that kind of gave a little bit of a roadmap? And then I thought, wait a minute, why can't that be me? And so that's kind of what started that journey.
I love that thought, just the why can't that be me, right? I think that's also the title of Mindy Colleen's book. And I think it's wonderful to hear what you just said. It's kind of like representation obviously matters, not just to ourselves because we want to see ourselves, but you want to be that example for others that, you know, you've done it. And you just said it's a trial and error. I always hear people say, oh, I failed in the first business. I don't know if I can continue. And the fact that you're like, you didn't fail. You learned from something, you changed it, and you decided to move forward. How did you stay not just motivated, but when it comes to, you talked a lot about fundraising, right? Because when these events are sponsoring. And so how did you feel you found the confidence to ask for that money? Because I know, I'm sure for a lot of creatives or just in general, people get really nervous when it comes to asking for that money.
It took a lot of work internally. The things that like I'm still actually working through, and I actually something I don't think I've talked about very much is this year I decided to take a course called The Trauma of Money. I don't know if either of you have heard of it, but they have a certification track, and it's essentially a course about how trauma affects our relationship with money and obviously everything else in our lives. And I decided to take that course so that I could better help my clients through their money mindsets and also myself. And this is something that stemmed from when I was asking for money in those first few days, because the whole reason I even decided to call this project a nonprofit and make it a nonprofit was because I didn't want to charge the artists for our services, which was creating opportunities for them. So I thought, what if I could get the people with money to pay for these programs so that the community can just benefit from it? And I think kind of going in with that mindset of like, well, I need to make this happen or else the community can't have access to these programs. Like, that was what really fueled me, because it wasn't even about me making money, because I never paid myself a dime from that nonprofit. And that was my number one mistake. Well, maybe not number one, but definitely up there. Number two, number three up there. And, you know, it was mainly just like, if this doesn't happen, these sponsorships and these programs won't happen. And they're happening because people want them to happen. So they were going to happen no matter what. It was just getting the funding for them would make it better. And we definitely did a lot of things without money and just like in-kind sponsorships of like people donating the venues or products or their time. And we had a lot of good stuff, but it was a lot.
Speaking of the fact that you're going through this this course, now that you have the book, it's opened up a lot of speaking opportunities for you. And I want to know your perspective on receiving a whole chunk of money for speaking. Because you and I talked about this offline where you had one big giant check and you were like, or rather your family was like, is it real? Is it a scam? Like, walk us through that process. How did you feel? And did you also think like, this can't be real? Like, they're not paying me this much money to have a conversation with a bunch of people.
Oh, my first $10,000 check. I will never forget this moment, I don't think. And it, you know, I think that I had never questioned it, because deep down inside, I kind of knew like I was meant for this. Like, this was meant for me. Like, I knew that this was my path. But, you know, people say things and they get into your heads, right? Especially our parents, like they question. And I remember calling my mom and being so excited and being like, Mom, guess what? Like, this really big company like wants me to speak, and this is how much they're going to pay me. And she was just like, but are you sure? Like, did you talk to them? And I was like, no, well, they work through an agency, and like, this is kind of how it works. And the agency, you know, gets paid and then they pay me. And she was like, okay, but like, how do you know that they're going to pay you? Or how do you know that the check is going to be real? And I was just like, well, I signed a contract. My lawyer looked over it. It seemed pretty legit. And when she was asking me these questions, I was like, oh, is she right? Am I getting bamboozled right now? Like, I don't know. And, you know, that was short lived. It was like maybe 5 minutes of talking to her that I was like, oh, crap, maybe I should double check. But it felt right. It felt right. And it just, for me, it was like all of these, I think the people that know me now because of the book, like they didn't know me when I was starting my organization and all of those hours of unpaid community work that I did to be able to get to this point. They just see, oh, Ashley wrote this book. And then the next day she was blowing up and she was getting speaking engagements and national media features and all this stuff. And like, she just kind of came out of nowhere and overnight. And the people who knew me back then know that that's not true. They know that a lot of years and experience went into this. And so for me, it was kind of just kind of like, finally, you know, finally somebody is seeing me and seeing the value of my work and all of my experience. And honestly, it's about damn time.
Yes, it's about damn time, right? Yeah. Another great book I recommend as well. You know, I love that, Ashley. I love that. I think that's wonderful hearing you, your journey, as you say, is kind of like the people we admire the most, our moms, you know, or, you know, that are fearful for us and are we getting paid, and those self-doubts. I always say it's still an ongoing process. I don't think, ideally, I hope it goes away one day, but I think it takes work. It takes time. The more money you make, the more sometimes it doesn't feel real. And sometimes you've also, at least this has happened to me, I'm sure this happened to both of you, where you're just kind of like, will this ever happen again? Like, so even that, the scarcity mindset sets in, even though we practice abundance, even though we think about it all the time, but I can't help but sometimes it's the, oh, where's that coming from? What's that trauma from? Or what is the narrative I've been telling myself? So I love that you've had this journey along the way, you know, not only bettering yourself and bettering your business, but also helping other women. And actually that's something that comes to mind when you say you're doing these speaking engagements and also helping other people. Have you seen like a common challenge that many of them are facing, whether it is a money mindset trauma or something that you feel like, oh, this is too often, no matter how big or small their business might be?
I think that a lot of the people that I work with struggle with not understanding, but like we've identified and done the work of like what makes them stand out in their industry, but they kind of have a hard time connecting the dots after that. Or they don't understand that that is unique enough to be able to stand out. So for example, like when I talk about my own journey, like, and it's taken me years to realize this, right? But I think in the beginning, especially when I was writing my book, I was like, I didn't go to business school. Like, I don't have this big consulting background. Like, what makes me qualified to write a book like this? Like, will other people think that I am qualified even though I don't have these like big degrees or certifications or whatever? And now I understand that it's because of my creative and non-traditional background that people hire me, because they want that different perspective or point of view from somebody who didn't do that, because maybe that is what they did, right? And they still can't find the answer to these problems that they're having, and they just want this thought partnership that comes from a different world. And when I talk to my clients about that, like, what about your background might be different, they'll say things. And I'll catch it right away, and it'll kind of like take them a little bit to be like, oh yeah, like I have this really amazing client who is a career coach, and she works with primarily like recent grads who are in this transition period of their careers and trying to figure out what they want to do. And for a long time, she was trying to figure out, okay, like what sets me apart. And she's also a licensed social worker. And right off the bat, to me, that's a huge win. right? Because she can come from, like, yes, career coaching is intense and, like, trying to figure out what you want to do with your life is intense. But if you don't have somebody who has that experience of, like, mental health and, you know, can kind of, like, guide you through things in a little bit more of a way that knows about, like, emotional intelligence and things like that, it's harder to kind of get through some of these roadblocks that you hit when you're trying to figure out what to do with your life. And I was like, that's it. You know, that's it. That's your, yeah, that's your unique value, is that you have that to add to the table too. And so it's just things like that that I think are hard to get over sometimes. People have limiting beliefs about themselves.
Yeah, they do. And I think we're just in general not taught to really reflect and see how special it is, the things that we do and the lives that we lived. So time goes by super fast. So I just, before we wrap up, I want you to tell us, like, what are you working on next? You obviously mentioned the second edition 2025. That's amazing. But what are you working on next that's exciting for folks that they can be part of? And where can people find you if they want to work with you or check out your book?
Yes. So the best place to find me is on social media. I'm most active on Instagram and Threads and LinkedIn. You can just search my name, Ashley K. Stoyanov-Ojeda. My second edition of the book comes out in January. Probably the biggest things that I'll be working on next year is growing my membership community, the Jefan Training Circle. It's a really exciting way to work with me one-on-one, but also, you know, meet and interact with this group of Latina entrepreneurs and thought leaders from across the country who are working in a lot of different industries, anything from marketing to e-commerce, to other authors as well. And I also am very excited because I am planning a retreat for next year in Morelia, Michoacan in April. And the theme of the retreat for next year is Reinicio, which is essentially like a spring reset. So it'll be like a spring break reset for jefas who want to connect to themselves, connect to their community, reset their business goals, and just kind of come hang out in Mexico with me for a week. It's going to be a lot of fun. You don't need an excuse to go to Mexico, but this is a good one.
That is a good one. Well, thank you again for being here, Ashley. We really appreciate it. And yeah, I look forward to the 2025 relaunch for the second edition. And we will put that in the show notes, everyone. So if you have any questions, you already know where to reach out. We thank you again for being on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
To learn more about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at FinSavvy in 20 minutes and catch our interviews on YouTube. If you want to become a sponsor, hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, reach out to us at financiallysavvyin20minutes.com or send us a DM. All it takes is 20 minutes out of your day to become financially savvy.